Nobel Prize in Economics, Part 2. Jean Tyrrell, The Economist of the Common Good, by Max Farrington and Michael Hirsch. Updated edition 2025 to 2026. Jean Tyrrell, born on the 9th of August 1953, in Troyes in northeastern France, is widely regarded as the most influential living French economist. In 2014, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences for his analysis of market power and regulation. He became the fourth French recipient of the prize, after Gerard Debye in 1983 and Maurice Allais in 1988, and before Esther Duflo in 2019 and Philippe Aguillon in 2025. Education. From polytechnician to global economist, Jean Tyrrell grew up in Troyes, the son of a physician and a literature teacher. He discovered economics relatively late, after initially focusing on mathematics. He studied in preparatory classes at the Lycée Henri Poincaré in Nancy and was admitted to the prestigious École Polytechnique in 1973. He later turned to economics, a discipline that attracted him because of its unique combination of mathematics and social sciences. Tyrrell earned his PhD in economics from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, in 1981 under the supervision of Eric Maskin, who would himself receive the Nobel Prize in Economics in 2007. This intellectual lineage illustrates the strong academic network in which Tyrrell was trained. Positions and distinctions reflecting global influence. Jean Tyrrell is currently honorary president of the Toulouse School of Economics, TSE. Scientific director of TSE Partnership in Toulouse, founding member of the Institute for Advanced Study in Toulouse, IAST, visiting professor at MIT, and a member of the Institut de France. He has published more than 200 academic articles in international journals and authored 13 books. A former president of the Econometric Society and of the European Economic Association, he has received honorary doctorates from 18 universities worldwide. In 2008, he became the first recipient of the BBVA Frontiers of Knowledge Award in Economics, Finance and Management. He currently holds a European Research Council Advanced Grant, HWS, for the period 2024 to 2028. Industrial organization. The core of his research, Jean Tyrrell's research is grounded in game theory and information theory and applies these tools to a wide range of fields. Regulation of network industries, such as telecommunications and electricity, organizational theory, international finance and banking regulation, and labor market reform. Together with Jean-Jacques Lafont, he laid the foundations of what is often called the new industrial economics. His work has proposed regulatory frameworks to address the power of oligopolies and monopolies that dominate markets without necessarily appearing to harm consumers directly. This contribution remains central to current debates on regulating large digital platforms. Digital markets. A new battlefield, Tyrrell's work has gained renewed relevance in debates over the regulation of major technology companies, Google, Apple, Meta, and Amazon, which dominate their markets through powerful network effects. In 2024, he contributed to discussions on antitrust policy in digital markets and participated in a plenary debate with Christine Lagarde, president of the European Central Bank, at the Aix-en-Provence economic meetings. The regulation of digital platforms is closely related to Tyrrell's research on two-sided markets, platforms that serve two different groups of users, such as internet users on one side and advertisers on the other. His theoretical tools directly influenced European regulators in drafting the Digital Markets Act, DMA, and the Digital Services Act, DSA. Two major regulations that came into force in the European Union between 2023 and 2024. Behavioral economics and psychology. A multidisciplinary approach, Jean Tyrrell challenges the traditional notion of the perfectly rational homo economicus. His work incorporates insights from behavioral economics, connecting psychology, human behavior, and economic analysis. He argues that economists should not remain confined to their own analytical tools, but should adopt a broader, interdisciplinary perspective that draws on other social sciences, the economics of the common good. Reaching a wider audience, in 2016, Tyrrell published Economics for the Common Good, a book written for a general audience that was widely praised and translated into many languages. In this work, he shares his passion for economics through discussions of issues that affect everyday life. The digital economy, innovation, unemployment, climate change, Europe, the role of the state, finance, and markets. One of his key ideas is that benefiting from the virtues of markets often requires moving away from laissez-faire. This sentence perfectly summarizes his philosophy. Neither statist nor ultra-liberal, but pragmatic and grounded in the analysis of market failures, current positions, innovation, Europe, and artificial intelligence. Today, Jean Tyrrell is one of the most influential voices on the major economic challenges of our time. In September 2024, he co-organized a conference at the Collège de France on innovation policy in Europe, emphasizing that fundamental innovation is essential for the continent's future. He also warned that Europe is falling behind in many key sectors while the new European Commission defines its policy priorities for the coming years. Tyrrell frequently speaks about the risks associated with artificial intelligence, not only for labor markets, but also for competition and digital sovereignty. His view is clear. AI regulation cannot be left solely to private companies. It requires strong public frameworks at both European and international levels. On climate change, his position has remained consistent for years. Without a universal and binding carbon pricing mechanism, international negotiations will remain insufficient. Conclusion. Jean Tyrrell represents a particular vision of the economist. Rigorous in method, deeply rooted in mathematics and game theory, yet always focused on the major societal questions of our time. With more than 200 academic articles and 13 books, his work spans industrial organization, regulation, organizational theory, finance, macroeconomics, and behavioral science, a range rarely matched in the discipline. More than 40 years after his first foundational contributions, Jean Tyrrell remains a leading reference for anyone seeking to understand how to regulate the markets of today and tomorrow. Join us for the next episode of EconoMag. Vocabulary. Jean Tyrrell. Jean Tyrrell, Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences. Pre-Nobel d'Economie, Market Power. Pouvoir de marché. Regulation. Regulation. École Polytechnique. École Polytechnique, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT. Institut de Technologie du Massachusetts, MIT. Industrial Organization. Organization Industrielle. Game Theory. Theory des Jeux. Information Theory. Theory de l'Information. Network Industries. Industries en réseau. Telecommunications. Telecommunications. Electricity. Electricité, oligopoly, oligopole, monopoly, monopole, digital platforms, plateformes numériques, two-sided markets, marchés du versant, antitrust policy, politique antitrust, Digital Markets Act, DMA, loi sur les marchés numériques, Digital Services Act, DSA, loi sur les services numériques, behavioral economics, Economie comportementale, Homo economicus. Homo economicus, psychology. Psychology, economics of the common good. Economy du bien commun, innovation policy. Politique d'innovation, artificial intelligence, AI. Intelligence artificielle, competition, concurrence, digital sovereignty. Souveraineté numérique, climate change. Changement climatique, carbon pricing. Prix du carbone, European Commission. Commission Européenne.